In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to look at 2 Samuel 6 and then go back to Luke 1. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwells between the cherubim, that the presence of God was between the cherubim, the angels. And they set the Ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out to the house of Abinadab, that was in Gibeah. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments, made of fir, wood, even harps and psalteries and timbrels and coronets and cymbals. And they then came to Nacon's threshing floor. Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was enkindled against Uzzah. And God smote him there for his error, that there he died by the ark of God. David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How shall the ark of the Lord come to Jerusalem and come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his household. And it was told King David, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom," his wife was pregnant, "and all that pertains unto him, because the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with the linen ephod. So we see that Mary, in the 6th month of John the Baptist's pregnancy, went to the hill country of Judah. Obed-Edom lived in the hill country of Judah. That's where the ark was brought. And the ark stayed there for 3 months. Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 months. David danced before the Lord, and the baby in the womb of Elizabeth danced before the Lord when she saw Mary and the one she was carrying, the Messiah. So Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. That doesn't mean she's God. It means that God's presence is in her. God's holy presence, Jesus, is in her. And that she is the new Ark of the Covenant. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, The baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The baby started to dance in her womb, just as David danced before the ark. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord," mother of my Lord, mother of God, "the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Blessed is Mary that believed that she would conceive and bear a son and call his name Jesus. Blessed is she that believed all that the Lord told her. Do you believe what the Lord tells you? He tells you, do not be afraid. He tells you, "I am with you always." He tells you, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." He tells you, "No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper." Oh yeah. God speaks words to us as he spoke the words to Mary, and she said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." You see, Mary's all about the Lord. "And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden," the Anawim, the poor and needy Mary that needed God 100%. "And behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Why? Because she is the mother of the Lord, the mother of God. "For he that is mighty hath done great things for me, and holy is his name." Yes, Mary always gives the credit to the Lord. "And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He showed the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of lower degree," the Anawim. He exalts the Anawim, those that know that they're in absolute need of God. Do you know today you're in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know today that God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise? Do you know today that through the weakness of the cross, God has brought children to himself through the blood of the Lamb? Do you know that when Jesus was most weak on the cross and bearing our sins and bearing everything, do you know that's when he saved us? He said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He hath hoped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, just like the Ark of the Covenant was in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months. This Obed-Edom is very interesting because he gets addicted to the presence of God. He becomes the doorkeeper of the new temple that Solomon builds. He and his children become doorkeepers. "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." Yes, that's the Bible. That's right from the Psalms. "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." Now Elizabeth, her full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth the son. Yes. "And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with Elizabeth. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, 'Not so, but he shall be called John.'" Wow. John, gift of God. "And they said unto her, There is no one in your family that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, His name is John. And they marveled, all of them marveled. And his mouth was opened immediately, Zechariah's mouth, immediately. And his tongue was loosed, and he spoke the praises of God. Oh, my Lord, do we speak the praises of God when we wake up in the morning? Sometimes it takes me 20 minutes just to be able to say, Jesus, I love you. Do we speak the praises of God in the day? Are we praising God? He is worthy of all praise. And fear came on all that dwelt around about them. And these sayings were spoken abroad throughout the hill country of Judea. That's where lived Obed-Edom. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. What manner of child shall this be? This shall be the precursor of the Messiah. This shall be the child that will go before the Lord Jesus Christ, announcing him. He must increase and I must decrease. Oh yes, he is the one that makes ready for the Messiah, for Jesus to come. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you, child, John, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You shall be called the prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. He's prophesying. And that's exactly what John did. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the forgiveness and remission of their sins. That's what John did, the baptism for forgiveness of sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. The child grew. He's going to become, he is, the precursor of the Messiah. The child grew, and he's going to do his prophetic call. What's the prophetic call on your life? Are you following that prophetic call? Do you believe that the call that's on your life is going to be fulfilled? But you must step out of the boat like Peter stepped out of the boat. You must tell the Lord you want all that he has for you. You don't want to die until you have fulfilled your destiny. You want to fulfill your destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, but I'm just a housewife. Listen, God wants to let you know he has a destiny for your life, all of you, and that this destiny is marvelous, and he wants you to fulfill this destiny. Mary's destiny was to bring forth Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Elizabeth's destiny and Zechariah's destiny was to bring forth John the Baptist. Hallelujah. They both fulfilled their destinies. John the Baptist's destiny was to go before the Lord to prepare his way. John fulfilled his destiny. It wasn't long after he called to the people that Jesus must increase and he would decrease, that he lost his head. We know more about losing heads today since we have seen two reporters who have lost their heads by ISIS, sick, very evil, very evil. Those people are evil. Chapter 2 of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went a decree from Caesar Augustus that the world should be taxed. The world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. We see that the Messiah is going to be born in history. Yes, when Caesar Augustus ruled the world, and that he had said that there should be a census and a tax. And Joseph goes to Bethlehem, city of David, where he is going to pay the tax and going to be counted. But you know what happens? He was with Mary, his espoused wife, being pregnant, greatly pregnant with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. He brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. That the Son of God is placed in a place where animals are, because there was no room for him in the inn. Is that true in your heart? Is your heart so full that there's no room for Jesus in your heart? Is your heart so angry that there's no room for Jesus in your heart? Oh, he came and lived in a barn. He was born in a barn. He wants to be born in your heart. But is there any room in your heart? Do you have room that the Lord could come and be there as you invite him in? He only goes where he is invited. Oh Jesus, come and dwell in my heart. Come and dwell in all the broken hearts. We make room for you, Lord Jesus, that you be at the center of our hearts, that you be there for us, because, oh Lord, we need you so much. We need you so much. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Well, that tells us when Jesus was born, when shepherds keep their watch by flock at night. That's in the fall, though we celebrate it as December 25th. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of God shone around the shepherds, and they were afraid. The glory of God was around them. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Oh, wow. Unto you in the city of David is born a child, who is Christ the Lord. He is Messiah. He is the Anointed One. And the shepherds, you see, isn't it interesting that God reveals his presence not to kings and queens, but to lowly shepherds. You know why? Because Jesus is the good shepherd. Oh yes, he is the good shepherd. He smells like the sheep. And it was the first ones that would come to the manger. What is a manger? It's a feeding trough where they laid Jesus Christ. And this sign shall be unto you, you shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Now what do these shepherds do? And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. Oh, yes, with haste. They came with haste. My Lord, do we come with haste to pray in the morning? Do we come with haste to pray in the evening? Do we come with haste to love you? Do we come with in haste to go to the Eucharist during the week? What are we doing? What are we doing? But the shepherds went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. Oh yes, Mary is a contemplative, pondering these things in her heart, that the child is born and laid in a manger, that shepherds come to greet the child. Oh yes, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. But Mary kept all these things in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. What do you ponder in your heart? Do you ponder, I am loved by Jesus? I am loved by Jesus. What are you pondering in your heart? I am loved by Jesus. I am loved by Jesus. Hallelujah. I am totally loved by Jesus. I am loved by the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. I am loved by the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. I am loved by the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. What is in your heart? What do you dwell upon? I've got to pay my taxes. I don't have the money. Be generous. Watch God supply for you. Be generous. Watch God supply for you. And you know, that's the nature of God. He's a supplier. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Unto you, shepherds, in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord, Messiah the Lord. And this shall be the sign, you shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. My Lord, they were told by the angels that this was the birth of God's Son. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was the name the angel before he was conceived gave him the name. He shall be called Jesus. Yes, Jesus, the sweetest name under the sun. There's no name so beautiful as the name of Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, Jesus. God saves. Ooh, hallelujah. Save your people, Lord. Be good to your people, even those that aren't good to you, Lord. Make more people into your people. Show us that you have a call on our life. Show us that we too can be like the shepherds and start praising and glorifying God for what you have done. You have not only been born, Jesus, but you gave your life for us on the cross as a sacrifice so that we might no longer go to hell, we who believe. I'm telling you, when we celebrate Mass, that same sacrifice is made present in an unbloody way. That same sacrifice, when I celebrated Mass this morning, was made present in an unbloody way. We'll continue tomorrow. Do you know today you're loved by God? Do you know today that the Lord has plans for your life? Do you know today that He wants you to glorify His Son? Do you know today that He has plans for your life? Do you know today that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper? Do you know today it's not time to quit? No, it's not time to quit. Hear me. It's not time to quit. It's time to persevere. Oh yes, it might be hard to persevere, but it's time to persevere, to put our hands on the altar and say, Lord, I'm not going any place. Only You I'm going to serve, nobody else. I thank You for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God, Mary's Son and the Son of God. Please help me so that we can pay August bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And if you'd like to make a donation by PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.